Well, hi there everyone at Gone Wild Audio. This is CX, and I thought I'd have a go at the Proust questionnaire. I really enjoy hearing everyone else's answers, so I thought I'd give it a try myself. I'm a bit different to some of the people who I've heard who say, oh, I haven't even read the questions, or I've just glanced at them or something. I'm sitting here with a piece of paper with writing all over it. This isn't off the cuff. I've had a little think about my answers, but that's because I don't want to get to the end of the recording and think, oh, bugger, I've missed something. So anyway, there we are. So some of them I didn't need to think about too much. Number one, what is your gender and sexual orientation? Well, I'm female and I'm straight, so that's nice and easy. Number two, what gets you turned on? Well, the first thing I thought of was voices. Why else would I be here on Gone Wild Audio and listening to your lovely recordings, men and women? I like accents. I'm sorry to the British posters, the various different parts of the British Isles, but you're not particularly exotic to me. So the Americans, the Aussies and our occasional French people that we get on, and anybody else. I'm more likely to be turned on by your accents, I think, just probably because they're more unusual to me. So yeah, definitely voices. I like looking at the pictures of the men on lady boners and things like that on Reddit, but I'm kind of looking for someone with some character and a bit of mystery. There's a lot of those pictures, there's not a lot of mystery, as anyone who's visited any of the Gone Wild pages knows. So, like, confidence in a man is a turn-on. Someone who's quite strong, not necessarily muscle-bound, bodybuilding type, but nice strong arms, nice forearms is always a bonus. I know men are always surprised when women say, oh, yes, men's forearms, but yeah, there is something about them, so there's always that. number three, what is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? Well, I was a bit stumped by this, and then I listened to Endless Roads answering these questions, and he said nurturing, and I thought, yeah, that's quite a good one to describe me, really. I think I'm always really concerned that the man I'm with is having a good time. Obviously, I want to have a good time as well, but I don't think I'm going to enjoy myself much if he isn't. I think maybe another characteristic might be surprising. I think I'm fairly prim and proper in my day-to-day life. For example, like my friends, none of them know that I... they don't know even that I listen to the lovely audios that you all post on here, and they certainly don't know that I record them. So I think, surprising would be quite a good description. I've surprised a few people with that I'm intimate with as to sort of how I'm much more sensual, you could say, than they might have expected. So, number four, what's your favourite sexual act? Well, I hesitate to call it foreplay, but I guess that's what people will call it. But all the build-up, the kissing, touching, undressing, whispering, giggling, quite a lot of giggling. One of my audios had a lot more giggling in than I was expecting when I listened back to it. I do enjoy what happens afterwards. It's not just the build-up, but I do enjoy all the foreplay, and the longer that goes on for me, the better. Number five, what qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Well, I think the main thing I thought of for this was appreciation. Appreciation of me, if that doesn't sound too selfish. kindness, sweetness. I'm a terrible romantic, in case you hadn't already guessed. But I don't mind if a guy is, you know, willing to take charge of the situation. I don't think I'm ever going to want to be ordered around too much. But if he wants to tell me what to do a bit, I'm fine with that too. Number six. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? Well, ideally it'll last a long time. like I said in my earlier answer. But unless you're just having a real quickie, and that's fine in its place. But if it could last for ages, that would be my ideal. Lots of time to play, do different things together. And I think we're in quite a light-hearted atmosphere. I don't think I'm ever going to say, you know, pierce me now with your throbbing shaft or something like that, you know. that's just not going to happen. But yeah, sort of, you know, light-hearted, most of the time anyway. And obviously at the end we're both satisfied. That's kind of a must, really, at the end of a good sexual encounter. We both got out of it whatever we wanted to get out of it. What's next? When you want to feel sexy, what is your favourite colour to wear and how do you prepare yourself? Okay, well, I didn't really know I had a favourite colour until I looked in my wardrobe and saw how much purple there was. More sort of dark purple things. And I have got quite a few things that are that colour and you know, they seem to go with my colouring. So, quite dark purple colours. So, what's your favourite colour to wear? Okay, that was purple. And how do you prepare yourself? Usual things, shower, wash hair, makeup, put my hair up probably, things to make me feel good, on perfume, nice perfume, got a nice new Lancôme one called La Vie est Belle, Life is Beautiful, which I bought myself after Christmas, and that's really nice, so yeah, dab of perfume in various places, that sort of set me up for the night. Number eight, what fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Well, do you know, I couldn't think of a fictional character. And I don't read a lot of fiction. Well, I've got a house full of books. I'm not, you know, there's not a huge amount of it that's fiction. And then I thought, how about Mellors the Gamekeeper in Lady Chatterley's Lover by D.H. Lawrence? He's a pretty sexual character. The romance or the affair between him and Lady Chatterley is very taboo. You know, he's a gamekeeper, he's only a servant. She's the lady of the house. You know, it's sort of forbidden. And he's very frank and direct with her. You know, with what happens between them and with his own sexuality as well. So, yeah, I've read that more than once. And, yeah, so he's a fictional character. And then it also says living personality, and I'm going to be such a cliche here, and I'm going to say the actor Ryan Gosling. And everyone will go, oh, God, The Notebook. And I have to say, I've not seen The Notebook. I mean, I really like him in various films. I mean, he was a fantastic Oscar-nominated performance in Half Nelson, where he played a teacher who was a crack addict. Loads of other things he's been in, where he's not being the romantic lead. But I really like him in interviews. If you look on YouTube, he's so self-deprecating and funny. There's a lovely one where the interviewer presents him with a tea towel, which has got pictures of him all over it, and he's just cracking up. But so, yeah, he's charming and gorgeous, which doesn't, you know, which doesn't harm his case. And then I thought of another one. I thought Dave Grohl. He's such a confident person. He's super confident. I like his hair. I like his tattoos. I've never been out with anyone who's got tattoos, but I like his. And I like his talents. His musical talents and all the other stuff that he's involved with. So he's another one. Two pretty different sorts of guys. So I guess you could say that I don't have a type. Because there's not a lot in common between those two anyway. So, they're my crushes. Question 9 is, who turns you on most in your life? Well, I'm single at the moment, so it's no one I know physically. But I have to say, there's quite a few people who I know through Gone Wild Audio. Some of you, I've just left messages for you and said, or comments and said, oh, I really like your post, or it turned me on, or that was delicious. I tend to put that for quite a few. And then there's others of you I've messaged backwards and forwards with, and that's lots of fun as well. And on my piece of paper that I'm sitting here with, that I'm so prepared with, I'd written down some of the names, because I thought, well, you know, I'll give you boys a shout out. And you know, there's so many. I'll try and read them all out, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to cover everybody, because I had to write really small. But anyway, let's give it a go. So yeah, who turns you on most in your life? Endless Roads, Teal 1818, My Name is Toast, Heavy Steel and his previous incarnation, now sadly deleted, but I'm glad you're still around. And I have to say, whenever I see your name, Heavy Steel, I always think of British Steel, the album by Def Leppard, and there can't be more of a difference between you and, you know, metal people from Sheffield, but there we are. Anyways, that makes me smile. Who else have we got? Tom Like a Bomb. Hi No Name. Selected audios from you. I hope you understand that. After me saying how romantic I was, I think I've steered clear of being abducted and things by you so far. Typeface Romeo. I like you. Wholly Fictional. And... Gwanna Do This, I like your cuddly audios, I'm a big fan of those. And then there's some newer people as well, like Agent F, Al Kaiser X, Denver Dino, you're all newer, but I like you all as well. And then there's two people who haven't posted for ages. One's H Seal, he's the one who started all this, the Proust questionnaires, so I hope you're listening in occasionally and realising how much we're still, you know, taking up your idea. And then there's Officer Carr, and I think he's only posted one or two, but he's got such a delicious accent. So if anyone can nudge him into recording some more, that would be really good. Gosh, there are more, but it'll sound like a request show on the radio if I go on any further with people. So if I haven't mentioned you... Oh, Silver Dragon, there we are. I just noticed you on my little list. Anyway, so, yeah, plenty of you turn me on most in my life at the moment. Okay, number 10. What are your favourite names to be called during a sexual encounter? My first thought was my own name. and apart from that, baby, darling, you know, things like that. Nothing spectacular. But I have to say, since I've been listening to Gone Wild Audio, Good Girl. Wow. I've never been called that in real life. But I absolutely love hearing it. And even reading it sometimes as kind of, you know, I really love it. So, so yeah, Good Girl. I really like that. Now, number 11, what sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? Okay, well, I guess the point of answering these questions is to be, you know, revealing about ourselves. So I'd really wish I could come more easily. There we are. I think there's a bit of a false impression out there from Paul and maybe even from some of the audios on here, and film, you know, general, you know, mainstream films and things, that it's really, really easy for a girl to get off. And that is true for some, but unfortunately it's not true for all of us. So, yeah, that would be my talent that I would like to have. So, yeah, that's that one. Number 12. How did you find out about Gone Wild Audio and why did you start posting? Okay. Well, I can't remember how I got to Gone Wild Audio specifically, but I know how I got to Reddit. I was Googling the name of a TV presenter who I'd seen presenting a programme over here. And just to find out some information about him. And one of the results on Google came up, and it was him posted to Lady Boners. Now, I'd heard of Reddit, but never visited. I'd never heard the expression Lady Boners. It's not really a... Well, it's not anything that I've heard anyone British use, but it is a great word. And he was on there, so obviously I had a look, and it was sort of, you know, isn't he gorgeous? And then I guess I wandered around Reddit and eventually found my way to GWA. His name is Dr. Michael Scott, if anyone's interested. You'll have to wade through information about Steve Carell, because obviously that's the character he plays in The Office. It's called The American Office here. I don't know if it's called The American Office in America, but there you go. And he presents programmes about Greeks and Romans and things. But, yeah, he was pretty lovely. So that's what I was doing. I was looking him up. And that's what got me to Reddit. And that's then what got me to Gone Wild Audio. What was the second half of the question? Why did I start posting? Well, I was just a listener. And then I heard one particular audio and thought, oh, this is so fantastic, I really got to leave a comment. And that was you, Teal1818. So I set up an account so I could, you know, leave him a message saying I really loved it. And then I was sort of messaged other people and stuff. And at one point someone said, you know, why don't you get verified and then I'll know, you know, you're really a woman. Because you could be absolutely anybody, which is what they say, isn't it? You know, on the internet, no one knows you're a dog or whatever. So I thought, oh, okay, well, I'll get verified. And I thought, well, that will be it. That's all I'll ever do. And then some of you men have got great powers of persuasion. So it wasn't actually that long after I've got myself verified that I ended up posting something. And I mean, I haven't posted very much. I don't think I'm going to be, you know, a great prolific poster putting, you know, tons of stuff out and, you know, something every couple of days. I don't think that's going to happen. But I like the reception I've had for the things I've done, and I've had some nice comments and lovely messages from people. So that's been really nice. And you're all lovely people. So thank you for your support. So, yeah, that polishes that one off, doesn't it? Number 13, what's your dirtiest fantasy? I don't think this is particularly dirty of all the things that, you know, I could choose from that are out there. But sex outdoors would be nice. Nice, it'd have to be summer or maybe spring. I have to pick my moment because I don't want to be, you know, making love in the rain. So, you know, nice meadow, nice sunny day, you know, flowers, you know, and a gorgeous man and me romping around in the hay or whatever. So, yeah, that would be nice. Not particularly dirty, but there we go. That's mine anyway. Number 14 is, what is the kinkiest sex you've ever had? In detail, of course. What think probably the kinkiest sex I've ever had is with some of the men that I've messaged back and forth with, who I've met through Gone Wild Audio. You know, I've had a fantastic time with some of you. And I guess that is kinky. I mean, we both know what the other one sounds like, but we don't know what the other one looks like. We don't know each other's names, apart from our screen names, obviously. But, you know, I think we're having a sexual encounter, and we're both turning each other on. So I think that's pretty kinky as far as I'm going, you know. It's a very enjoyable thing. So that's my chance to say thank you to you. I'm not going to name you, don't worry. but you know who you are, who've been people that have messaged me. So, yeah, so that's pretty kinky for me anyway. This is the last one. What's your favourite part of your body and why? I could say my brain, couldn't I? But I won't. I'll say my breasts. I've had lots of compliments from the guys I've been with. They all seem to like them. I like them. they've given me lots of pleasure. I think they're one of my better assets. Talking about the clothes and things that was in the question earlier, you know, I've got lots of sort of low-cut-ish type things. Not slutty, though. There's nothing wrong with being slutty, but, you know, things with wrap-over tops and stuff like that. So, yeah, I guess they're my favourite body part. And that's the end, isn't it? So, well, that's all. So, I hope you've enjoyed listening. I certainly hope, you know, that you've learnt something about me, whether you wanted to or not. I'm looking forward to hearing other people answer these questions, because it's quite revealing and interesting to listen to, I always think. So, anyway, thanks for listening to mine, and I'll hear you all soon, or you'll hear me. Bye then.